Mishnah says, what about someone who makes a neder min ha-kovush? He makes a neder, he can't eat something that was pickled, that was kovush. So locher is an osur ele min ha-kovush shal yorek. He's only osur with vegetables, because that's the main type of kovush of pickling something. Sour pickles. So the Ran says, Mishum dechivan diyoma ha-kovush, he said the hey, mashma ha-yidua, distan diyereku. Stom it's a yerik vegetable, that's what you pickle. Kovush. So if you say min ha kovush means a special type of a kovush, you only mean to ask for pickled or vegetables. What about if you say stam kovush sheni toyim? If you say stam you not can eat from anything that was pickled, then we say osa b'cholak fushim. Anything that was pickled, kovush, that means that you're, well not pickled, that you sour it, that you soak it, something you soak in, so it's osa with anything. Saran says, Techivan Sheskiru Bloy Hey, since you didn't say the hey, Hayidiya, you just said Kovush, so that means Kol Kovush B'mashma. Anything that's soaking is also. Hodiktani Shayna Toyim Lav, that Lav. It's not because you eat on Shayni Toyim. Just means because you didn't say the hey, Hayidiya. That's the Ran's first pshat. Then Taki had a second pshat, the Ran, that no, it could be the pshat since he ate it on to say Shayni Toyim, that's what here it means everything. Since he ate it on at the end and says, Kovush, Sheni Toyim, if he ate on Sheni Toyim, that's what makes it mean all types of Kvushim. What about Min HaSholuk? Somebody says it's not going to eat from food that was HaSholuk, means cooked very well. So, Ein Osa Ela Min HaSholuk Shobosar. He's only Osa with cooked meat, because the HaSholuk, the special type of cooking of Sholuk, means a lot of, very cooked very well, that goes on meat. What about somebody says sholuk sheni toyim? Either at the Ran says he doesn't say the hay, he just says sholuk, something cooked very well. Or else he says sheni toyim. Then we say also b'chol ashlukim. Anything that's cooked very well, you also eat. Hestam sholuk means anything cooked well. But if you say hasholuk, you mean the special sholuk that's meat. Omale ravacha bread ravavi the ravashi. Ravacha, the son of Ravavi, asked Ravashi, what's going to be the case if he said, Omar, de kovush, my. He didn't say ha kovush, and he didn't say kovush, but he said de kovush, the dalit. What does the dalit mean? Is the dalit like a hay, or it's not like a hay? Or else he said, de sholuk. Does that mean the special type of a sholuk, which is only meat, or maybe not? Or else he says, de tzli, my. He says, de roasted. What does it mean, the special type of a tzli, roasted was mainly roasted meat, or does it mean any type of a tzli? My heichin mashma, what does it mean here? Tiboy, we remain by a suffix. We're not clear, what does the word duh? Is duh, ditzli, dikovush, like ha kovush? You mean the special type of a kovush, only yerokais? Or else no, it's like kovush, a normal thing. Anything is also to you, any type of a sholuk, any kovush. See you more obliged by a suffix. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be if somebody says a nisa neder of min hatzli? He's making a nisa neder not to eat from something that was roasted. But again, he says hatzli with the hay. So, ein osu ele min hatzli shabosar. He's only osu with roasted meat. He's the main type of roast we have is roasted meat. It's the only man to ask the roasted meat. Tivra Rebbe Yehuda. That's what Rebbe Yehuda holds. What about tzli sheni toyin? He says he's not going to eat from roasted things, then also b'chol atzliyim. Anything that was roasted, you also, at the Mishnah before. It's the difference if you say hatzli or without the hay. What about somebody says, min hamaliach? I'm making myself also, I can't eat from the salted thing. What's hamaliach? What's the special salted thing? And also ele min hamaliach shodag. Usually the main salted thing we have is salted fish. So you mean to ask yourself, we can't eat salted fish. What about if he doesn't say the hay? But he says, Meliach Sheni Toyim, I can't eat from salted food. Then also Mechol Amluchim, anything that's salted, you can't eat from it. He meant to ask any type of salted food. What about somebody says, Dag Dogim Sheni Toyim? A double ocean. Fish and fish I'm not going to eat. I can't eat from fish and fish. Dag Dogim Sheni Toyim. So then we say, also Behen Ben Gedolim Ben Ketanim. He's also with all type of fish. Since he said a double lashon, he can't eat big fish and he can't eat small fish. ben meluchim ben tfolim. Whether the fish is salted or whether the fish is not salted. It's the chlal dag dogim. Ben chayim, whether eating them raw, ben mevushalim, whether eating them cooked. All these is included in dag dogim. That the Ran says, dag dogim shenetoyim osab hen, ben delu ben tanim. Mishem diyomar trey lishni, dag dogim, he says a double ocean here, it means all type of fish. The dag mash magodol. Mishum the nimkar b'fnei atzmoi. It's sold by itself. The dogim mash mektanim. The fishenim korm ela biyachad. Dogim mash meplural. So if you buy one big fish, it's called a dag. If you want to buy a lot of small fish, it's called dogim. So loshen of dag, dogim means small and big. Huadin means any type, whether it's salted, unsalted, cooked or raw. But the Mishnah says, umuta vitris trufa. But you're allowed to eat chopped up fish. Mashma dag dog means if it's sholim, if it's whole. But chopped up fish, that you'll have to eat. Hu adin of a tzir, and it should be of a muris. You'll have to eat from the brine that comes out of it, and from the oil that comes out of the fish. Both these things are mutas, not bechlal dag dogim. Adiran says, tris trufa means dag dogol, dag godol, a big fish, torif, that was chopped up, tak tak, chopped up into small pieces. Mishamachi shari, mishum the dag dogim, shlenge mashma. The mashma full, a full whole fish. Veloy trufim, and not a chopped up fish. The kol shren shemutta betzir shodogim, shoshumen ayotzim hem. For sure you'll not eat from the fat that comes out of the fish. The kirve dogim aravim boy, and you have some of the kishkes mixed up in the fat. Because that's not called the whole fish. The kol shren shemutta b'marayis. And for sure, you'll not eat the brine. That means shusham no shodah, that's the oil of the fish itself. Bilvad, just the oil of the fish. The zuvi ain't so flame zukatani. Saying not only this, but even this. Like kura pshita. Like not only the kura, like once you say the first one, you know the other ones. But it means zuvi ain't so flame zukatani. Like not only can't you eat a chopped up fish, but for sure you can't eat just the brine or else just the oil. Because dag dog it means to complete the whole fish. Fighter, what about Hanoider minat hatzachna? Someone makes an issa neder not eat a tzachna. So then we say also betris trufa. He's even also eat chopped up fish. Because what does a tzachna mean? The Ran says tzachna means dogen ketanim harbe meluchim. It means a lot of small fish together is called tzachna. Now v'yesh miem trufim. There are some of them that are chopped up and lesherubim shleimim. But most of the small fish are whole. Okatani, therefore it's learned, Techivan Sheshmem Trufin, since these small fish, some of them are chopped up, is also betris trufa. Therefore you also teach a chopped up fish. But omiyo betsirum arayas, but the juice that comes out of the fish, that's your mutter. The fishain ben chatikha sheldag, because there's no piece of fish in this juice in the oil. Elishamna vikirbov, you only have either the oil of the fish, or else the care of the inside of the fish. So since you only acid, tzachna, which means small fishes, true, they could be chopped up, but you have to have pieces of fish, and not a tzirum arise. But what about hanoide metris trufa? If you make an isenerde not teeth even chopped up fish, very small, then also a tzirum arise. Then taki also with everything, even with the juice that comes out of it also. So Ran says, nearly, leshach lemishni ochel leyosu betzachna.
I don't have to say, right?
Yes, but that's the chiddush. He doesn't say why, but that's the chiddush. That if he asks himself with fish chopped up, so chopped up means it's not considered so much the pieces are there. They're like very, very small pieces. So the chur, what you mean to say is, anything that comes out of the fish, you mean tasa. Tasa on yourself. So therefore you even usher on the juice, on the brine that comes out of the fish. Tamara says, Tanya will learn like this. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Reimer. Dag sheni toyim. Somebody says it's not going to eat, can't eat a fish. Dag sheni toyim is also the gedolim, like the Ran said in the Mishnah. He's talking about one fish. When you talk about one fish by itself, the chur, you mean a big fish. So it means you can't eat big fish. But a mutta b'ktanim, you're allowed to eat small fish. Because small fish you don't call a dag by itself. What about somebody says dogo? Sheni toyim, I'm not going to eat from dogo. I'm not going to eat. Then we say yosta biktanim. Or mutta b'gdolim. Mashma dogo means a small fish, and not big ones. His mutta to eat pig fish. What about if he says dag dog sheni toim? I won't eat dag and a dogo. Then we say he needs to say also ben big derlum ben big tanim. He can't. He's also teed whether it's a big fish or whether it's a small fish. He's also with both of them. That's the Chiddush Ran says. The loy taima don't say mahaderu to kohodebe. He's only retracting himself. Like the mikora boy mason asher big derlum. Maybe at the beginning he wanted to make himself also with big fish. Oh my dog. Over soif at the end, maybe he had charota. He retracted and hold the baby. Yom madogo. Kamashmula no the loyom ochi. Elamikuli yosanashi. He needs to make himself also from those, from bigger, from small fish. But our core point himself over saying is dag means a big fish and dogo means a small fish. Oh, malera popula bayo. So popa said to abayo, mi mai de dag. Shenetayim godalu. How do you know that the word dag means a big fish? So you want to say the plot, it says, Vayoyna. Tichsiv, it says, Vayaman, Hashem da godol of lo yes yoynom. Hashem prepared a big fish, a big whale, to swallow up yoynom. So you see, it says, da godol, dag means a big fish. For the Gemara, no, for Yoksiv, the Pasuk also says, Vayispalol yoynel Hashem olakov, mimei hadogo. Says that yoynel davened to Hashem from inside the fish. So you're telling me now, dogo means a small fish, the chura yoni is swallowed up. You're swallowed up in a big fish. So you see, the word dog also means a big fish. So how can you tell me before that there's a difference that dog means a big fish and dog means a small fish? If you learn out from the psukim of yoni, they both mean a big fish. Sumer says, "Oh, kasha, that's not such a kasha. Dilma may be palte da godol or bole da cotton. That's true. First Hashem prepared a big fish for him that swallowed him up, but maybe the big fish spit him out." And then a smaller fish swallowed him up. Depends how small he is, but whatever it is, bola da cotton. So it could be not that that Yoyna Davin from inside the fish was inside the small fish. So it could be this one, the Akasha. El, the Akasha is like this. The Pasuk says in Chumash, V'hadoga asher b'yor mesa. Says that by the Makis, that the dog is b'yor, but by Dam, that the fish of the Yor also died. So the Chura, you want to tell me the Pasuk means k'tanim mesu, k'delon mesu? You want to tell me that only the small fish, when the Pasuk says, we had dogo, Hashem b'yor meisa, you want to tell me dog only means small fish? There's no, it doesn't make any sense. Like if the yor changed into blood, so who all the fish died there? Even the big fish also. So who you see the word dogo means big fish. It's more says like this. Ela dogo mashma g'daylim mashma g'tanim. True. The word dogo could mean both. It could mean big fish, it could mean small fish. In the Psukim, it says the word doga by both. It could be big, could be small. But that's what our Mishnah of the Gemara before means. It's like this. Over the Nedarim, though, the klal is, holachach aloshim b'nei yodim. By Nedarim, though, we go the way people talk. And this is the way people talk. When people talk about one fish, they mean a big fish. And when they talk about small fish, they talk about a bunch of fish. Therefore, if you say dag, you mean a big fish. And if you say doga, dogim, then you mean a small fish. If you make an Isra neder not eat the small fish, so we say then you're also with the chopped up fish, but you're still mutter with the brine with the juice that comes out. Omar le revinu ravashi. Omar hare yolai tzichin mai. Somebody said it's also to me tzichin. Tzichin. Lo bidalocha. Tiboy, the Gemara lies by suffix by a doubt. So Ryan says, Omar alai tzichin mai. Me misses a bitzir of Marias. Is it even also with the brine, with the juice, the oil that comes out of the fish? Or loy, maybe not. Why? The mishamachim mikri dogim ketanim kavushim tzachno. Small fish, small pickled fish is called tzachno. V'nei shatzir yaisum yem reche noidif. The smell comes out of it in loshem atal tzachnosoy. V'boy lo yom atzichin. The mashma rebuya mi mishtame beinami tzir marayas aloy. Tzichin mashma lot of it. So maybe a lot of it means you're talking about true small fish. But since in the small fish, the reichai comes out of it, maybe you mean to include also in tzichin, you mean to include the juice that comes out of it also. That's the Gemara's Masupik. The person says, Lashon of tzichin, does tzichin mean even the juice that comes out of it also? Or maybe no, he only means tzachna, he only means the small fish. True, maybe even if it's chopped up. But if you don't have pieces of fish, you only have the juice, the brine that comes out of it, maybe that could be mutter. So we have a suffix. What does the word tzichin mean? Mishnah says, Ha-noider min ha-cholof. If someone makes this a neder, he can't drink milk. So halacha is muta dekum. He's allowed to eat the water that comes on top of it. The way that the Ran says, kum ainu mayim ayotzim min ha-cholof. The current lay surah. We call it whey. But then the juice that comes up on top of the milk. That's your mutawis. That's not part of milk. For Rabbi Yossi Oysa, Rabbi Yossi says, no, that's also Oysa. The Gemara will explain what the machlokes is. What about someone that makes nisa neder min hakum? You say, you're asking yourself, you can't drink the whey of the milk. Is mutah b'cholof? You're allowed to drink a milk? Because that's not the lashem le'yadam. The Ran says, the form lishna matisa mashma. Or the Rabbi Yossi nama moedibho. Bryce and Gemara post. Gemara will say, no, Rabbi Yossi argues in this also. So we'll see in the Gemara what the machlokes is. A kol poneim milk is milk and whey is whey. Abishol says, ha'noide min agavina. If someone makes this and neder, he can't eat cheese. The halacha is also bo bein melucha tfela. Whether the cheese is salted, like normal cheese is salted, whether the cheese is non-salted, still it's also. Says the Ran says, the loy tamer don't say, v'vnei sheroi v'agvinas meluchas, because most of the cheeses are salted. Hein, stoma melucha, mashma, when he said gvina, he means salted cheese. Kamashmula, no, that unsalted cheese is also nichla on the word cheese. So when he says gvina, it's like even asatit, unsalted cheese. What about ha'noidim in a basar? Someone makes an isa neder, he can't eat meat. He can't eat meat.